friends and neighbors and country music lovers. This is your invitation to join the Don Allen Country and Western Jamboree every Saturday evening on Radio North Sea International for 2 hours of the finest country sounds for your listening enjoyment. Requests and dedications, please, to the Don Allen Country Jamboree, RNI, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum, Holland. That address once again, the Don Allen Country Jamboree, RNI, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum, Holland. And don't forget the time and place, Saturday evenings, 12 midnight, Central European Time, on Radio North Sea International, the voice of young Europe. Central European Time is now 12 midnight and news time on RNI. RNI News and Weather at 12 midnight. Good evening. This is Don Allen reporting. Dublin, in the Irish Parliament, the Prime Minister, Mr. Lynch, has rejected a statement that the IRA leader, Sean McStephen, should be released on humanitarian grounds. He said that McStephen was being given the proper treatment. Meanwhile, McStephen's wife has been allowed to see him in the military hospital where he's being held. And the latest news, it appears that Sean McStephen, the convicted IRA leader, has ended his thirst strike. A priest said that he took a drink of water when he received communion. However, his wife denies that he's ended his hunger strike. She says he has agreed to drink a cup of water every day because he has suffered a heart attack. In the north, the IRA have mounted a new wave of violence with attacks on police, army posts, and renewed bombing. A policeman died when a rocket attack from across the border damaged a police station at Baleek in County Kilmana. And a soldier died when a bomb exploded in a supermarket in Londonderry. Two youths were reported to have been killed when an explosion took place at a house in the Bauxite. Moscow, there's been an air crash in Moscow. 63 people on board a Japanese Airlines DC-8 have been killed. The plane crashed on takeoff. It's thought that 13 people have survived. In Iceland, the talks on the fishing limits have broken up without any agreement. In a short statement, both sides have said that they will continue to keep in touch, but no further talks have been arranged. And finally, in Britain, postal services are expected to lose another £60 million this year, according to the Minister of Posts. On the RNI weather front, tonight will be cloudy in most parts of Europe with a chance of storms accompanied by thunder and perhaps hail a little later on. The temperature will drop to a low of 6 degrees centigrade overnight and the high for tomorrow, 8 degrees centigrade. Sunny periods are also expected for most of Europe tomorrow, and the winds will be moderate to strong from the west. Mabel 2 temperature at 12 midnight is 3 degrees centigrade. That's RNI News and Weather together. Next news on this station at 1 a.m. this morning. It is Radio North
Sea International. The Doobie Brothers are from San Jose, and they've come a long way since their first album for Warner Brothers. This is their second, Toulouse Street. Crowded with a bunch of really good Doobie Brothers originals. This is Listen to the Music. The Doobie Brothers, Toulouse Street. You're really gonna like it. It's on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes.
Listen in this morning at 1:30 and hear the Doobie Brothers sing Listen to the Music. It's too great to miss, so listen out and listen in to the fabulous Doobie Brothers. That's 1:30 a.m. this morning, Central European Time. Listen to the music, and remember, it's happening for you on Radio North Sea International, the voice of young Europe.
Happiness is
you, the music, and Daffy Don Allen.
That's what happiness is. Happiness is.
Lovely.
Mr. Wonderful Willie,
of the Defi Donnelly.
And a very good evening, good morning, whatever the situation may be. 4.5 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight as we get the show on the road with Elton John.
I remember when rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skimming stones. Had a no-gold chair and a place of my own. But the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the crocodile rock. While the other kids were rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the crocodile rock. Well, crocodile rocking, a song and shouting when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, I guess I never will.
What a groovy song there by Elton John, and that's number one this week on the Radio North Sea International Top 30 called The Crocodile Rock. It's 8 minutes after 12 midnight. This is music for young Europe and the world. On AM, FM, and shortwave, this is music for young Europe on Radio North Sea International. And the music continues, this time with Gilbert O'Sullivan. Underneath the blanket we go, baby.
I don't know if you heard the news, but I'm a boy.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Who's got himself a problem so it gets no joy. You see, I've something that people claim could bring me fortune. So lucky you could hardly blame anybody for saying so. I think I'll bury myself deep beneath the ground and come up only when there's no one else around. And if by chance someone approaches me,
go to bed gaily underneath the blanket gold.
There's a groovy little tune for you by Gilbert O'Sullivan. That's called Underneath the Blanket We Go. What do you say to that, baby?
Cette chanson s'appelle...
Hey, this is Daniel Jared. And a tune that's tickling my fancy.
Quand je veux danser, Caroline, tu me laisses au bar à te regarder, oh Caroline,
oh Caroline, 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 Caroline.
Je me méfie, oh Caroline. Tu joues avec moi, ça ne me plaît pas, oh Caroline. Tu prends ma moto pour voir tes amis. Je rentre à pied tout seul dans la nuit, oh Caroline.
Et cette chanson s'appelait...
Oh, lovely!
Lovely!
Beautiful, isn't it? Parlez-vous, Lovely.
Lovely.
Beautiful, isn't it? Hey, Daniel Jura there at a tune called Caroline. Song there for you by a group called Smile, and that's doing quite well in the Dutch Super Top 50. It's number 8 this week. Kind of hope you enjoy that too. I have just received some very good news indeed. In fact, I've been receiving quite a few letters asking for the details on this next record by the Les Humphreys Singers and the tune called Mexico. I know there's quite a few people listening to RNR right now who especially wonder if it is released in the United Kingdom, and I have it on very good authority indeed. From the musical paper Recordmere. I haven't got it myself, but I've been told by somebody who I put a lot of faith in that this record has been released in the United Kingdom. The record by the Les Humphreys Singers called Mexico has been released in the United Kingdom, and for those of you who want a little bit of a refresher, it sounds something like this.
Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Mexico, the Les Humphrey Singers there. What a fantastic record there. Off of Mexico.
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 Too fabulous for words there. Audience reaction, please.
Lovely.
Lovely, beautiful. Let's have a bit more there. My goodness me. Did you enjoy that record? You obviously did, otherwise you wouldn't be coughing.
It's the big, wide, wonderful world of Daffy, Don, Allen.
We can take about a surprise. If we didn't fire our muskets, then we look them in the eyes. We just quite still till we see the faces. Well, then we open up our muskets and we really give them hell.
Well, we fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it all down.
Once again, a bit of an encore for you guys and gals and anyone listening in on this, let's see, it's Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Well, it's Wednesday morning here in Holland, but it's still Tuesday night for a whole lot of people listening in. Anyway, very good evening to you. A letter here from 103 Bath Street, Abingdon, in Berkshire, England. And it says, dear whoever happens to be reading this letter, in this case it's yours truly, it says, would you please play Sugar Me by Lindsay DePaul? You see, I'm madly in love. And lovely. This is going out to Becky Bergman. Becky, are you listening? And apparently you live at Parc de Verve 10 in Voorburg, Holland. And a message here, this comes from Peter Cox. And he says he thinks that you're the greatest girl alive and that he loves you very much. And he says, please read this letter out. And would you also please send me some leaflets and stickers of RNI, because I am trying to promote the station at school. Thank you very much indeed. By the way, congratulations to Mike Ross and his wife, Sheila. I hope they will be very happy together. Best wishes, Peter Cox. P.S. Please don't forget. I'll repeat that. So to Becky Bergman, if you're listening, at Parc de Verve 10 in Voorburg, Holland. Becky, you're the most wonderful girl, according to Peter. And he thinks that you're absolutely the greatest girl alive, and he loves you very, very much indeed. And this is getting all sentimental.
Lovely.
Gonna have us all in tears here if you're not careful. This is Lindsay DePaul. And the tune in Holland this week is still doing very well. Number 14 in the Super Top 50. That is called Sugar Me. 26 after 12 midnight Central European time. With you till 2 o'clock this morning.
One for you and one for me. The one and one and one. Looking sweet and all the while, hid behind this smile was saccharine. I'm a go-between. Nothing more or less will do. Just me and you. Honey sweet and harmony will melt away the bitter memory. It's gotta be. Save me. Save me. Baby, baby, sugar me. Gotta get my candy free.
Beautiful song there, and a very lovely gal. Have you seen her? Wow, man, she's something else there. Lindsay DePaul and a lovely little tune called Sugar Me. And right now I'd like to say a very good morning indeed and a good evening to young Olive McKinley in Liverpool. How are you, my dove? Hey, you're fine, you say. That's great. I just received your letter here today, and in the letter you've asked me if I would say a big hi to Kathleen Stewart. I wonder if you're listening, Kathleen. If so, a very, very good morning indeed to you, or good evening in your case, and we hope that you're enjoying the sounds of RNI. And for you, we got a record, but it's mainly directed to this next letter here. Actually, I hope that you gals will enjoy the record, but I thought it was an appropriate one here, because I got a letter here. A few weeks ago, I received a letter from this girl who wishes to remain anonymous, and I'll read out her letter and you'll see why. See, because she's carrying a torch for a fella, and, you know, she's really got it bad for him. But anyway, I know who she is, and she knows that I know who she is. Are we confusing you there on that situation? Anyway, I won't even mention where she comes from. But anyway, she says, she signs herself So Sad. You see, she says, Dear Don, thank you very much indeed for playing a record last Friday night for my heartthrob PC3180 Colin Shaw, stationed at Lancaster. And you said you recognized my writing. Well, I did, my love. And she says, well, thank you very much indeed for not giving me away. And perhaps you could play another record for him. Settle down now. Something like... No, cool it, man. No, she's very serious here. She says, perhaps you can play another record for him, something like Bobby's Girl. So I'd sure love to be that certain Bobby's Girl. You're going to have me in tears here. Please play either Thursday or Friday as late as possible. Thank you again. Well, it's Tuesday this evening, so we hope you're listening. And you're probably laying back there in bed, you know, dreaming of that day when you can become Mrs. PC3180. Colin Shaw. Actually, I'm not teasing you, love. Really, I'm, you know, just trying to cheer you up here, really. And I've hunted up and down in the library while Steve was doing the program from 8 to 10. I couldn't find Bobby's Girl anywhere. And then I came across this record. I thought, hey, you know, this poor girl's really got it bad. She's really in love, you know. And you shouldn't laugh, really. You know, if anybody's listening, they're laughing. You shouldn't laugh because you know, the love bug does bite us all, sooner or later. Anyway, so sad. I wish I could call you by your first name, but even that would give you away, wouldn't it? Anyway, so sad. We'll just sort of hope that you're enjoying the sounds of R&I this evening. And since I couldn't find Bobby's girl, I thought to myself, well, this poor girl has really got it bad, so what else can I do but go back in the time machine and hope that you're going to enjoy this record here by Gene Pitney.
De gouden glans van de radio straalt af van onze antennes bij deze Noordzee hitback.
And I think the record speaks for itself, my love.
It hurts to be in love when the only one you love turns out to be someone who's not in love with you. It hurts to love the soul when deep down inside you know she will never want you no matter what you do. And so you cry a little bit.
You know, I'm almost positive that that particular record will suit the occasion, and once again, to So Sad, as I say, I'm almost positive I know who it is. In fact, your friend, am I correct here in saying this, that your friend loves to hear Carroll County Accident by Porter Wagoner. Is that right? Now she's smiling. Bless your heart. Okay, got another letter here from the Bevins, Hume Lane, Warrington Stoke-on-Trent. And it says, Dear Don, it's absolutely fabulous to hear you on radio again. Well, I can tell you it's absolutely fabulous to be on radio again. Real radio, that is. I only regret that, you know, I should have arrived here a little sooner, I think, you know. Because I'll never forgive myself for wasting 3.5 years of my life. Anyway, I thought I was hearing things when I heard your jingle, which I last heard nearly 5 years ago. And let me see here. What does he say here? He says some awful things about some other station. Oh, yes. What has happened to all your old friends? I remember Jimmy Gordon. That fink is in London, hiding under the name of Guy Blackmore. Are you listening in this morning, Blackmore? Very good evening to you indeed, old son. And he says, do you know whether or not Mike Ahern is likely to return to Britain when commercial radio comes into being? I don't know, really, because Mike has really got himself a groovy scene in Australia. Let's see now. He applied for a job. I'm speaking to Paul Sutton, by the way. Paul, if you're listening out, a very good morning indeed to you, or good evening. And also, you say that Ray Terrett, ugly Ray Terrett, is a regular entertainer in Hanley. Very, very nice indeed. Well, a very good morning to Ray, or good evening to Ray, if he's listening in. And he says, at the age of 25, Paul says, I have become a full-time student, and I'm in the process of studying for librarianship and enjoying the work far more than that of my previous job. A tax officer. Wow, man, who would enjoy a job like that? Oh, forget it. No. Anyway, he says, I've started to listen to R&I regularly, and I intend to keep tuned to the station. And please keep playing Those Daffy Don Allen jingles, they bring back so many happy memories, man. I'd like to wish you every success in R&I, and I'm sure that all your fans from your last watery station will find a use for the radios once more. Bless your heart there. Paul Sutton, you're making me feel good all over. And here I thought I was swimming in deep water, man.
Why do I do all the thinking? Why do you do all the work? Is it 'cause I think I'm dying when I'm working as a clerk?
I'm swimming into deep water, would you help me one more time? I'm trying all my best to keep life going. I'm swimming into deep water, would you help me one more time? I'm drowning, but I'd like to stay around, around for a while.
Though I'm always busy hiding, though I'm always on the run, it's not you that I am fighting, it's the clouds while you're the sun.
I'm swimming into deep water, would you help me one more time? I'm trying all my best to keep life going. I'm swimming into deep water, would you help me one more time? I'm drowning, but I'd like to stay around, round for a while. Water, would you help me one more time? I'm trying all my best to keep life going. I'm swimming into deep water, would you help me one more time? I'm drowning, but I'd like to stay around, round for a while.
When I was a little schoolboy, life and living far away, they said life is just a fake, boy, but I want it anyway. Now the days are getting longer and my life is going on. Hear my heartbeat getting stronger, know with you I can't go wrong.
I'm swimming into deep water, would you help me one more time? I'm trying all my best to keep life going. I'm swimming into deep water, would you help me one more time? I'm drowning, but I'd like to stay around, around.
There's a groovy little number for you by Don Rosenbaum. That's holding the number 50 spot this week on the Dutch Super Top 50. Kind of hope you enjoyed that. It's called Swimming in Deep Water, 20 minutes out of the hour of 1 o'clock Central European Time. And let her hear from Leeds 6 in Yorkshire. And I'd like to say a very good evening to Edna. Thank you very much indeed for the 1973 calendar, which certainly will come in handy. And beautiful views on it, too. Each page of it has a picture, a very picturesque scene of the land of the Yorkshire pudding. Tastes good right about now, too, believe me. Anyway, I shall be having a little bit of a snack here at 2 o'clock, speaking of Yorkshire pudding. I'll be having a little bit of a snack at 2 o'clock in the morning. Although, my favorite, beef burgers. Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about it because, you know, I get goose pimples all over. There's only one thing I like more than beef burgers, and that's more beef burgers, believe me. And another letter here from Ballygowan Road in Belfast, Northern Ireland. A very good morning now to Georgie. Georgie Ross. Georgie Ross. Very good morning indeed, you love. And obviously, you're wondering where Trevor is. Well, he's safe and sound, except that he's just feeling a little under the weather, as you can well appreciate. Mainly because he lost his sea legs. You know, I don't think it's a case of losing him. I think it's a case of just not finding him. Anyway, I think he's in the land of 40 winks right now, having a bit of a nod. Anyway, Georgie, all the best, you love. Thank you for your letter. And I never knew you could write a letter while you're sitting under a hairdressing, you know, under one of those great big hairdressers, but apparently she's done so. And she, oh, I see, the secret is she had the earphone of the radio plugged in her ear, so it doesn't matter how much noise the hairdryer makes. Anyway, a very good morning to you, and I presume you're listening in. As I said before, Trevor is in very good shape, apart from the fact that, well, you know, he just hasn't found his sea legs yet. I shouldn't be laughing, really, because, you know, he was sort of, well, he was, it was hard to describe the color, actually, that he was when he came on board this afternoon. He, well, he didn't exactly look, you know, about a whiter shade of pale, I think would be about the best way to describe him. But, anyways, he is, as I said, in the land of 40 winks, having himself a kip, and we hope that he'll be feeling all right tomorrow. And also a letter from Blackpool here, someone who's very devoted. She must be. She sends two letters every time she writes. A very good morning, good evening to you, Linda Fox. Hello, hello, what's this I hear? You've been drinking brandy and baby shams again? Oh, well, I suppose it's not every day, it's your birthday. Anyway, that sounds good. Wow, man, what a mixer. Brandy and baby shams. Ooh, puts hair on your chest, girls, you know. Honestly. Beautiful. That's J. Vincent Edwards for you. That's the, let me see, it's number 30 this week on the Radio North Sea International Top 30. Kind of hope you enjoyed that, too. A beautiful little number called Ooshy Booshy. And if I'm not mistaken here, I believe that this next listener, who should be listening in, is tucked up in bed. Oh, and she's usually in bed around this time of the evening. And she brings the radio to bed with her, you see. And her name is Peggy Sheldrake. Peggy, a very good evening to you indeed. We hope the reception is nice and clear in Stowmarket, Suffolk. And I have been adopted by Peggy. I'm her favorite DJ. Oh, man, I am, my evening is made there. Thank you indeed, Peggy. She says, yes. She says, you are my favorite disc jockey on RNI. You're going to have me in tears, darling, honestly. Anyway, very good evening to you, and we hope that you're going to enjoy the next song coming your way, because it's very, very popular here in Holland indeed. And also, I'd like to say, I'd like to renew, let me see, a friendship here. Well, actually, I've always been her friend, but she's a very nice person indeed. And I haven't heard from her for quite some time. Miss Cheryl Wilton in Newcastle, Keel, Newcastle under Lyme in North Staffordshire. A very, very good morning or good evening to you, Cheryl. We hope you're listening in. And also a big hi to your mum. And I hope that all is well for you. I haven't heard from you for quite some time, but... And then, of course, that's, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Anyway, we're glad to see you're switched on and tuned in to 220 meters in the medium wave. And a Christmas card here. Perhaps it's a little early, but she wanted to make sure that the thing got into us on time. And we'll say a very good evening to Miss Sheila Weber of Bardwell, Bury St. Edmunds in Suffolk. Do hope you're tuned in and enjoying the sounds of RNI. Another very interesting letter here from Southport in Lancashire. It comes from Richard Rimmer. And he says, hope everything is going well in RNI. And also hope all is well with you. I'm very interested to hear you give a dedication a while back to an old friend of yours, Wally McAvoy, in the Isle of Man. And let me see here, something very interesting indeed. He says, I was listening the other night. By the way, he says, an old acquaintance of yours, Baby Bob Stewart, gave you a mention on his program on Monday evening, the 20th, I believe it was, of November. But as you were on air at the time, you should not have been able to hear yet. But if you do see him in the near future, you will know about it. He's a great guy, you know. Great friends are far and few to find, believe you me. And Bob Stewart is one of those few people. A great friend, a great pal. And, well, one of the finest people that I've ever met. Anyway, says, if you can play a dedication on your program, I'd be grateful indeed. I'd listen to your program from 11:30 to 1 a.m. Central European Time. And if you could dedicate a record to Eileen Cormack, I believe it is, of 37 Market Street in Aberdeen. Eileen, do hope you're listening in up there in Bonnie, Scotland. And, by the way... Richard says, RNI is heard okay on the northwest coast of England. Are there any photos available of the ship and the DJs? Well, that's something that we are looking into. I know I keep saying that, but we keep looking into it, you know. One of these days we'll surprise you. We'll say we've got stickers and we've got photos and we're just waiting to send them all out. Anyway, for all you wonderful folks, I'm sure you'll enjoy this. In fact, we've had quite a few requests for this record, which I don't believe has been released in the United Kingdom. And why, I don't know. The Cats here with a beautiful version of Vaya con Dios.
Memories, let me share, I still
Beautiful, absolutely lovely there. The Cats in a tune called Vaya Con Dios, My Darling, here on the first hour of the Wide and Wonderful. And we're with you right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. This morning. I beg your pardon there. We will be closing down at 2 a.m. Central European Time this morning because our main engineer is out here to do a little bit of adjusting to our transmitter, which, as you can well appreciate, you know, bobbing up and down the ocean, it needs more seeing to than an ordinary transmitter. And so, therefore, we will be closing down at 2 a.m. this morning. We hope that it doesn't cause you too much musical interference. And right now I have a very interesting letter here that comes from Mike Leonard in Liverpool, and I'll give you his address in a moment. He's very, very interested indeed. He's, well, as long as I've known him, and it's been quite some time, he's been very dedicated to compiling information about offshore radio stations. And he says in his letter, could you do me a favor, Don? I'm involved in a project connected with the history of offshore radio and have spent what spare time I've had over the last few months sorting out of my own collection of press cuttings, photos, stickers, tapes, etc., etc., and the job is nearing completion. However, there are a few gaps, especially when it comes to press cuttings, and I was wondering if you could ask over the air if anybody has any cuttings or any other material which they no longer want or would be prepared to sell or photocopy. If they have, I would very much like to get in contact with them and come to some arrangement. I'd be very grateful if you could do this favor for me. So anyway, if anybody is listening who is as enthusiastic as Mike Leonard is, in fact, at one time Mike had a very informative magazine going out. It was called, I've got it right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it right offhand. It's very silly of me because I read copies and copies and copies of it. But anyway, due to lack of response, and of course I think it cost Mike a bit of money to put this together, but it was certainly was a very, very informative magazine, and he had to give it up because it was, you know, costing him bread out of his own pocket. Anyway, he's almost nearing completion of getting this project together on the history of offshore radio, and he would like anybody with any press cuttings that they have to spare, if they no longer want them, or could come to some agreement with Mike where they could sell them or even a photocopy of them, and Mike would like to hear from you. And I'll give you his address, and I can tell you personally the guy is very genuine because I know him personally, and he's a very enthusiastic person, quite an intelligent person too. He's very, very enthusiastic. I can't begin to tell you how enthusiastic he is about offshore radio, especially, putting bits and pieces together and making quite a comprehensive story. But anyway, if you do have any press cuttings and you could, you know, sort of photocopy them, or I think the best thing to do would be to write to Mike and get in touch with him, and then, you know, you can take it from there. And as I say before, he's a very genuine person. His name is Mike Leonard. Mike Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. Mike Leonard of Number 2 Elvenley Road, A-L-V-A-N-L-E-Y, 2 Elvenley Road, Liverpool, and the postal code is L128QX, Liverpool, L128QX in England. Got that? Mike Leonard, Number 2 Elvenley Road, Liverpool, L128QX. Now, if you could drop a line to Mike, if you're an enthusiastic person on offshore radio and you've obviously saved cuttings and things like this, I'm sure that he'd love to hear from you and perhaps he'd come to some agreement. But anyway, Mike, if you're listening in this morning, I wish you all luck because no doubt if you do get to, well, there's no if about it when you do get this project together, I'm sure it'll make for some very, very interesting reading. If anything at all, like your past magazines that you've written, I have every admiration for you, old mate. And, apart from wishing Dorothy, who is at present on holiday in France, to hope you're listening in and enjoying the sounds of RNI in France, Dorothy, and hope you're having a wonderful holiday. Thank you indeed for the lovely postcard. It makes me very envious here when you say it's just like summer here, nice and lovely and warm, and here we are bobbing up and down in the north. Well, actually, it's not that cold in the North Sea. But anyway, Dorothy, if you are listening in, do have a happy holiday. It sounds as if you are anyway. And here's a groovy little situation here by the Pearls. This is called You Came, You Saw, and You Conquered.
I didn't have a care or worry. I wasn't in the slightest hurry to fall in love and give my heart away. Oh, baby, saw him many times before that I said.
Song for you by The Pearls, and in the Dutch Super Top 50, it's number 27 this week, and a beautiful tune. Friends and neighbors and country music lovers, this is Don Allen, extending an invitation for you to join me each and every Saturday evening on Radio North Sea International for 2 hours of the finest country sounds for your listening enjoyment. And if you'd like a request or dedication on the show, all requests and dedications please to the Don Allen Country Jamboree, RNI, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum, Holland. That mailing address once again, the Don Allen Country Jamboree, RNI, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. And don't forget the time and place, Saturday evenings, 12 midnight, Central European Time, on Radio North Sea International, the voice of young Europe. Central European Time is now 1 p.m. news time. 1 a.m., beg your pardon. RNI News and Weather at 1 a.m. Good morning, this is Don Allen reporting. Dublin, in the Irish Parliament, the Prime Minister, Mr. Lynch, has rejected a statement that the IRA leader, Sean McStephen, should be released on humanitarian grounds. He said that McStephen was being given the proper treatment. Meanwhile, McStephen's wife has been allowed to see him in the military hospital where he's being held. And the latest news, it appears that he has ended his thirst strike. A priest said he took a drink of water when he received communion. However, his wife denies that he's ended his hunger strike. She says he has agreed to drink a cup of water every day because he has suffered a heart attack. In the north, meanwhile, the IRA have mounted a new wave of violence with attacks on police, army posts, and renewed bombing. A policeman died when a rocket attack from across the border damaged a police station at Baleek in County Kilmarnock, and a soldier died when a bomb exploded in a supermarket in Londonderry. Two youths were reported to have been killed when an explosion took place at a house in the Bogside. In Moscow, there's been an air crash. 63 people on board a Japanese Airlines DC-8 have been killed. The plane crashed on takeoff. It's thought that 13 people have survived. In Iceland, the talks on the fishing limits have broken up without any agreement. In a short statement, both sides said that they will continue to keep in touch, but no further talks have been arranged. And finally, in Britain, postal services are expected to lose another £60 million this year, according to the British Minister of Posts. On the RNI weather front, tonight will be cloudy in most parts of Europe with a chance of storms accompanied by thunder and perhaps hail a little later on. The temperature will drop to a low of 6 degrees centigrade overnight and the high predicted for Wednesday, 8 degrees centigrade. Sunny periods are also expected for most of Europe on Wednesday and the winds will be moderate to strong from the west. Mabotu temperature at 1 a.m. is 3 degrees centigrade. That's unchanged in the past hour, 3 degrees centigrade. That's RNI News and Weather together. The next news summary and weather, our final one at 2 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, man, it's that groove, you know, I mean, it's what's happening, man. Wow, man, wow. International.
Okay, hold it. Stop whatever you're doing. Just listen for a minute.
You've got to be somewhere near a record store. You've got to be. Okay, listen to this album. It's called Toulouse Street. It's done by the Doobie Brothers. Just listen for a minute. If you're sitting around the living room, if you're in your car, whatever you're doing, get to a record store and buy this record. You've got to listen to the music. It's called Toulouse Street. It's by the Doobie Brothers. It is the record to get. Really, really, go get it. I'm not kidding. It's on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes.
And guys and gals, in exactly 26 minutes from now, you'll be able to hear the fantastic Doobie Brothers sing Listen to the Music. It's too great to miss, so listen out and listen in to the fabulous Doobie Brothers at 1:30 a.m. this morning, Central European Time. Listen to the music. It's happening for you on RNI, the voice of young Europe.
It's a great, wide, wonderful world of Daffy Duck Island.
Welcome on into the final hour of the Wide and Wonderful for this Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, the 28th of November, 1972.
In the days Mama knew, they had words for girls like you. You're a flirt, little flirt. There's a smile in your eye.
Beautiful song there. That's Jonathan King. For once in his life, he knows what he's doing there. A beautiful tune. He wrote it and he sings it, and it's called You're a Little Flirt, and it's 7 minutes after 1 o'clock in the morning. And man, I am out of breath. Oh boy, oh boy. Anyway, as I said before, with you right up until 2 this morning. Unfortunately, we will not be broadcasting until 4 this morning because of transmitter adjustments. And our main engineer is out here, Bruno, and he shall be very, very busy throughout the night. And, well, that's about the story of why we're going off at 2 a.m. this morning. Anyway, Captain, come over here. We've got a very groovy captain on board, but he never tells us much. He never tells us about his love life. And he never says anything about his girlfriends or anything like this. I'm sure there must be 1,000 of them listening out there. I'd like to hear you say hello to them, eh? He doesn't say much. Every time he goes off the ship, he goes to a foreign land.
No, I'm going to Spain.
Yeah, tell us about this harem you've got in Spain, man. Tell me. Oh, dear. Anyway, there must be a couple of Spanish chicks listening. That's, yeah?
thing is, I don't understand.
Señorita.
I don't understand no English at all there in Spain.
Oh, hey, that's that can be good sometimes.
It's very hard, Don, to get a Spanish girl, you know.
Is it?
I never managed to get one.
Why is that? You're too bashful a fellow, you see.
Dutch girls there and some.
Dutch girls in Spain?
Yeah, quite a few there, especially in summertime.
Yeah, I love that. I love
Spanish
that.
Spanish girls are...
Yeah, beautiful, man. I love that Spanish villa.
Especially German girls there, okay.
Lots of German girls there, too, eh? Oh, of course, yeah, I suppose holiday time. Even American girls are over there, too, eh?
No, not too many.
No? Oh, wow.
Some Canadian,
yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, well, these Canadians are all over the place, man. You, oh, believe me. Anyway, well, let's see, where were we here before we started talking about girls and oh, yes, yeah, here's a tune here. I got the definition of this from Captain Werner a couple of weeks back. And I think it's, "Hey, girl, what do you think?" or something. Is that right? Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Scott, hey, Jack, Nick, Hilda, Nick, they all do say. Hey, Scott. Lay your gut, oh, don't be gay like the birds of men. Hey, Scott, rate your gut, it held enough, did they all do say. Hey, Scott, lay your gut, oh, don't be gay like the birds of men. In men dromen, dim diddy, cheek your bowmen, dum da da da.
In your armen, dim diddy.
Hey, Scott, rate your dog. Big hill the knock, think they all will sing. Hey, Scott, rain your dog. Oh, ducky day, let the birds of bang. Vele nachten, dim-di-di-di. Moest ik wachten, dan da da da.
Maar nu blijf ik,
din di di di,
altijd bij je,
dan da da da. Hey, schat, weet je dat, ik heel de nacht dicht bij jou wil zijn. Hey, schat, meen je dat, oh, dat idee lijkt me reuze fijn. Hey, schat, weet je dat, ik heel de nacht dicht bij jou wil zijn. Hey, schat, meen je dat. Oh,
Ducky Day, let me. Hey, what a beautiful tune there. This is doing very well for itself in Holland, too, at number 29. And how exactly do you pronounce this here, Werner? It's, hey, Scott. Hey, Schat. Wat de, wat je dat?
Weet je
dat? Oh, wee de jat. And what exactly does that mean?
She just says to him that, you know, they want to stay the whole night together.
Yeah, beautiful, lovely. And the singer is Theo, yeah?
What is it?
Theo and Marge. Theo and Marge. Oh, dear, I should have studied my Dutch while I was in school, I tell you. I had a choice. It was either French or business practice. I didn't take either of them, believe me. Here's a former hit pick of yours truly by the Hollies called The Magic Woman Touch. Destined to be a big, big hit all over the world.
I'm looking through at yesterday, all my life thrown away. Keep searching for the same old clue. How can I get to you?
Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch. Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch.
I know there's been a change in me.
Ask me why, I don't know.
My friends no longer speak to me.
Pass me by, I don't know. Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch. Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch.
made up my mind on what I'm gonna do. This feeling inside, making it alright, making it alright, making it alright with me. I'm